So you all only got to have darshan of Gauranga. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one of the philosophical conversations, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the mind always categorizes all the objects of the world as Aibala Aimanda, he says. It says, this object is good, or this is bad. In this way, the mind categorizes something to be pleasurable, something to be giving pain, some object to be better, some to be inferior. In this way, the mind goes into an infinite loop of picking up an object and evaluating the value of the object and then assessing it to be good or bad or better or worst or whatever. But he says, in the material world, no object is absolute. All the objects are relative. Like, for example, Prabhupada often used to give the example of, you know, whether stool is wet stool or dry stool, both are stool. Similarly, the objects apparently appear to be beautiful object or ugly object, but ultimately all are material. And all are avastava vastu, according to Bhagavatam. Vastava means in reality. Avastava means they have no reality. That is why in this world nobody can claim any object to be theirs. For example, when a child is born, the mother claims that is my son or my child. And then later on, when the boy gets grown up and get married to somebody, then the wife claims this is my husband. The mother says my child, my son, and she says my husband. So now the two people have started claiming to be my. Isn't it? After the fellow joins a company and the company says, my employee. We are employing him and giving him a salary. So he has to work for 16 hours a day. My employee. So although many people claim this body to be theirs, ultimately this body to be accepted as belonging to one to whom ultimately it's given, which is actually the fire. This body is given to the fire where it is burnt to a pile of ashes. Or it is eaten by vultures or foxes or dogs or eagles and such people. And you will find that this body with a beautiful form gradually becomes simply either a pile of ashes or stool, animal stool. That is the destination of this body. So the scriptures say that one should always remember the temporary nature of this body and the changing nature of the body and perishable nature of the body. And nothing in this body is good. This body is troublesome and pain-giving. The only good aspect of this body is that it could be engaged in dharma. It is a dharma sadhana. Otherwise, there is nothing good in this body. So, unfortunately, we are carrying our impure mind, which has not understood that all the objects of this world are avastava vastus, relative objects. So, by learning from the Shastra, by hearing from the scriptures, we have to come to the point of convincing our intelligence that Krishna is the only vastava vastu, as the second verse of Bhagavatam says. Vedyam vastava matra vastu shivadam tapatriyam volalam. One's life is considered most auspicious if one's attraction has become fixed on Krishna. Because then what is the result of that? The result is the mind becomes calm. When the mind is fixed on Krishna, the mind gets purified, the mind becomes calm. And it doesn't go to the mode of yei bala yei manda. This is good, that is bad, this is better. Because in this world, the whole life goes in assessing the objects of the world around us. And there is no satisfaction. And this is actually the cause of anxiety in the mind. So he says, what is this happiness in this world? He says, it's like putting a thief upside down and dunking him in the water. Now he's suffering under the water, suffocating. When you release him, he will breathe. That is happiness in this world. It is simply a release from suffering for a few moments. Like I keep pinching one of you. Oh, you're crying. Hey, why are you pinching me? I will give you relief for 2 minutes. And then he's saying, this is happiness now, because he's not pinching me. And again I start pinching. It's like that. Pinching and not pinching, that is happiness in this world. Whenever the suffering is withheld for a few moments, that is called happiness in this world. So, the mental happiness, the manas sukham, he says, Yayati also says, Prahlada Maharaj also says, it is simply a concoction in this world, because man can never have the sukham in this world, because man is completely fixed on anxiety because of assessing all the material objects of this world. And why are we studying scriptures, hearing lectures, day after day, month after month, year after year? Because we are not becoming convinced to give up the objects of the world and focus only on the permanent object, Krishna. That's why we are hearing. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in one verse he says, man mana bhava mad bhakto, we have heard. Think of me. In another place he says, mayyeva mana adatsva. It's the same thing. Mayyeva mana adatsva. Mayi buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayyeva atavurdvam na samshaya. What he says, man mana there. Here he says, mayyeva mana adatsva. Engage your mind in me. Or man mana, I mean think of me. It's the same thing. Krishna says that as long as you are grabbing asatya rasatya kori mani, if you are considering the illusory objects of this world to be pleasure-giving objects, then your mind will always be in turmoil and you will be in anxiety and you will always be considering them good, bad, again and again assessing. That's what we call as hyperactivity or tension or whatever in the modern times. Because modern times people have lost the shelter of Krishna because of becoming forgetful. Prabhupada said ISKCON is a society of people who have not forgotten Krishna. So by chanting of the holy name, we are actually executing Krishna's instruction. Mayyeva mana adatsva. Engage in thinking of me, he says. Thinking of Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's nature. By reading the scriptures, hearing scriptures, absorbing our mind in that. That is one way, which is the ultimate way and the right way to not only calm the mind, but also to purify the mind, never to foolishly look back into the petty, flickering pressures of the world, which will only torture our mind more and more in the name of so-called good and so-called bad. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all.